Welcome into Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening, talking high school wrestling tonight. First up on the line is the girls wrestling coach of the Webster City Lynx, Carson Hartnett, joins us. Carson, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Quinn.
So as we take a look, I don't think many people realize that at this point of the year, after the holiday break, there's not a whole lot left of the girls' wrestling season. You know, conference coming up in a couple of weeks. So your girls have had a lot of wrestling already, even with, you know, some cancellations due to winter weather, obviously rearing its ugly head throughout the month of December. But just through, you know, the first half of second half of November, throughout the month of December from this group, what have you seen from this group in terms of the improvements they've made from where you guys started at the start of November to where you are now in early January?
Yeah, it's been a change and something new to a lot of these girls, and a lot of them it's something that they've never done or just something new that they haven't been through. And biggest thing is just trying to find commitment to it. The season can really start to drag on and get long and get down yourself a little bit. We've got some girls that have put some effort in and work over break, and a lot of them are moving weight classes, so that kind of shows the commitment to the sport. And it's not only for themselves, but it's just kind of to start to build a program in Webster City that's important. We've always done so well in the boys and just want to continue to move forward and look at the girls also and kind of show that this town or community can add new things like this and provide an opportunity for the future girls, and also looking at the boys, but just the future of what we have and what we can do in this town. From the beginning of the year, it was a rough start, and we got our first couple matches in, and then they really started to understand what wrestling was and how tough it is and how important each second of a match is, and just going the progression through a match. And from the beginning of the year to even just to the end of December there, we started to get farther into matches and being able to recover wins from girls that we've lost to beginning of the year, and they were able to get wins from those girls. And like you said, we only have 3 more weigh-ins till regionals, and I think we're in a really good spot, and our girls are down to weight, and now we're just looking at mat time. I'm trying to get as much mat time as possible as we can to be prepared for what matters the most, just making sure that if anything bad happened or whatever it was beginning of the year, that we can just put that behind us and use that as fuel to fuel us for what we're looking for at the end of the year. And, you know, we sat down over break and a little bit before break and talked about what our goals are and where we're at with our goals and what we can do to move forward to get closer to those goals, and also kind of set new goals for these girls. A lot of them have bigger plans for the end of the year, and just try and do everything I can to give them that opportunity to reach those goals.
And looking at this roster from an individual aspect, like you said, even with, you know, a lot of girls, they're out for the first time wrestling, you still got a number of girls who have been pretty darn successful through much of the season. I look at some younger athletes like Alexi Mathis, Kirsten Kite, Callie Hartnett as well, holding the best record on the team at 9-3. You know, Ariana Wilson, 7-7, that 130-pound weight class as well, just to name a handful. And just when you see some of those girls that are having the success, what has been able to... What has allowed them to be so successful, despite, like you said, a lot of these girls are learning on the fly, kind of the ins and outs and the idiosyncrasies of wrestling?
Yeah, so I always tell them, I say, if you look at a team and you see one girl who's really good, and then you notice next match comes up, that girl's really good, then there might be another one right in a row right there. Well, what do you think's going on? They all practice together. They all make each other better. So we're trying to kind of let that known in the room. And it's all about what you do to get yourself better. So if you're not surrounding yourself with the right things or right people, then don't expect too much. But we've kind of figured that out where, you know, Lexi and Kirsten and Callie and up to Ariana and up and even the rest of the girls, they're starting to figure that out and kind of just start getting that 1, 2, 3 punch, 4, just try to keep that going. Just good attitudes, good mindsets in the room. I've worked with a few of those girls for a few years now, and like you said, with the girls, it's the fastest growing sport in Iowa right now, girls wrestling, and we've had success with a couple of those girls in the past, and I mean, like before high school, and they're getting mat time and all that, but the way it's growing, like all these girls out in the state are hungry for success. They see what all these other girls are doing, and the sport just shoots up like crazy. Mm-hmm. And so girls are willing to do whatever it takes, and they work their tails off, and now they see that others can catch up to them, and now we just see that we got to keep working harder and harder, as well as keep pushing each other in the room. So yeah, those girls are definitely making an impact and making a name for themselves. They've definitely got some goals that they'd like to reach coming up here in a month or so.
And of course, like you alluded to earlier, you only got 3 more weigh-ins before you head to regionals. You have a quad coming up tonight up at Clear Lake. That's got, you know, 3 North Central Conference teams there. You guys host a quad next Monday. You've got 3 more NCC teams there in Charles City, Eagle Grove, and Humboldt. Conference is coming up on the weekend of the 17th, and then it's regional time at the end of the month down at Nevada. And just, you know, what's the excitement level amongst the girls, you know, heading into this home stretch of the season and into the postseason, knowing that they have a lot of goals that they have set for themselves going into the regionals coming up at the end of the month?
Yeah, that's another thing we've talked a lot about at break is, you know, we kind of gave them a little break because wrestling it's tough and long, and it can be a wear on your body, and just trying to do a little something to keep the body active and stay acclimated to something that's new. We don't want to lose what we had. So just over break, really just trying to get them to understand the fun of the sport. You never want to go into continue doing something that you don't like, and try to find why do you do it? So just finding something that's fun that you can do on a match, like it's fun to score points, it's fun to do new things, try new things, and not walk off saying what if. So just keep having fun. We haven't competed in, it's been almost a month now since we had a long Christmas break and a couple meets canceled, and so I do think they're hungry. Like you said, tonight we got a match. We're headed to Clear Lake tonight. We got a few matches there. I don't see why we can't come out of there with our heads held high and some good things happen there. But just continue to find fun in the sport and find fun in the practice room, do new things, try new things. Just understand that you might not love the sport, but it's an opportunity that other people haven't had. And so just being grateful with the moment that you have, the impact that you can leave on the future to come. And look back and be thankful for what you had, and just be thankful for the sport of wrestling overall.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight with that quad up at Clear Lake.
Yeah, thank you, Quinn. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. That was Carson Hartnett, the head girls wrestling coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.